Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
This is James Avera from Hellstar and Sabbath Judas Sabbath! Rock out with your geek out!
Welcome everyone to episode number 110 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. I am your host, I am one of your co-hosts, that is, Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave.
Thank you.
Surprised at the 110 number.
I know, right?
You're
like three or four behind.
I was...
Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm
now.
Not being censored, am I?
Maybe.
Okay. George motherfucking trips.
He has a button ready.
Yeah.
Don't even push that red
button. The censored
button
would have been funnier than just cutting it out. I'm just saying.
I'm going to cut that out now.
Keep that in mind.
I will keep that in mind.
He'll take that into revisement.
So welcome to the show, guys. How have you guys been?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. We got some cool Metal Geeks news coming up, but before that... Let's talk about what Dave is up to. I know you experienced the Classic Game Fest in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's so much fun. It really is one of the most fun shows that we do, and not least of which because we make plenty of money there. Thank you, citizens of Austin and attendees of Classic Game Fest.
Thank you, Austin.
It really appreciates you. But it's population-wise, like number of people in the door, it's not anywhere near the biggest show we do, but everyone there is so into it.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a great time. They've got, you know, arcade games and classic consoles set up all over the place. They've got, you know, it's largely retro video game vendors and artists who are doing video game stuff.
Sounds like a great fucking time to me.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Next year, I will definitely go.
Next year will be like twice the size that it was this year.
Oh, really?
It takes place in the Palmer Event Center in Austin.
Okay.
And last year was the first time we did it, and they were in the small exhibit hall or whatever, I guess, however that works. And then this year they moved into the big exhibit hall, and next year they're going to have both of them.
Isn't it run by Game Over Video Games?
They are the primary sponsor, and the event started as like something that they did in the parking lot of their store.
Wow.
Kind of a deal. And it's
that's how Comic Palooza started, basically, too.
Yep. And I love Game Over Video Games. There's one right near my house. I go there frequently. I like all the people that work there. And
I love
the guy
love Game
who
Over.
I've met the guy who owns the company. He's there at Classic Game Fest, and he's very personable, and he talks to all the vendors, and really cool guy, great organization. I'm a big fan. So,
do you buy anything when you were there?
I bought one thing. I usually don't buy anything. If I do, I usually buy maybe one small thing. And so I bought myself a replacement copy of Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
There you go.
I had it when I was a kid, and I have no idea what happened to my copy of it. That one, Excitebike and Kung Fu, I don't know what happened to
is
my copies of.
Is that the one where they're like jumping out of the brick wall? Is that the cover?
Kung Fu?
No, the Ninja Turtle one, where they're
yes.
like, all flying out of the brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep. And that
I
was...
I still love Turtles in Time.
I have that one.
That's four,
I
right?
I have the re-release of that when it got re-released on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I have the re-release of that.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
The arcade version, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Turtles 2 arcade game was kind of like the first of that style of Ninja Turtles
right.
game. And it was itself based on an actual arcade game that I played lots of as
a kid.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
And
nothing beats like those fucking... late 80s, early 90s beat-em-up games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the... I got that game for Christmas when I was a kid, and I distinctly remember I got up... I either stayed up all night or got up really early in the morning and went out to the living room and found it and opened it at like 3 o'clock in the morning and took it back to my room and played it for like 3 or 4 hours and then went and put it back in the box and put it back out.
So it can be surprised all over again.
Hey, a game I already beat. How did you beat it? I don't know.
I played it at my friend's house.
Yeah, my friend had it. So speaking of game over and those type of places, you ever in Deer Park area of Houston, there's a shop called Game Bros. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah.
Went in there last weekend. It's really cool.
I'm pretty sure my wife went to high school with one of those guys. I don't know. She knows one of them. And I've met him before, but I don't know him very well.
It's a cool store. I was like, they had a lot of import games too.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, very cool. Nothing really. And they had a little bit of modern stuff, but mostly it's old. They had like Ecto-1 cooler, the drink in the cooler there. I was like, wow. Saying Surge. I haven't had Surge since I was a kid. Didn't buy it, but I might.
Yeah, Surge kind of came back for a little bit last year, and I realized I wasn't interested anymore.
Right.
You mean you didn't want diabetes?
I loved it when I was a kid.
It's like Mountain Dew, isn't it?
It's like sugary Mountain Dew. Ten times sugar, yeah.
We did find a Crystal Pepsi came back out. We bought a 20-ounce.
That because they put crystal meth in it this time?
Maybe. No, that's a Breaking Bad limited edition.
Never had Crystal Pepsi.
It's okay. It just tastes like Pepsi, and I'm not a Pepsi fan.
I'm not a Pepsi fan either. So
it's like Pepsi without the the coloring. It's basically all it is.
Someone fucked up the plant one day and was like, "Oh shit, let's just keep it like that."
We forgot to put the caramel color in there.
Somebody from the marketing department happened to be walking through and was like, "Wait. Don't throw that out." I have an idea.
It just came to me.
We need a new logo and go. So what have you been up to, George?
Been busy with a comic. We had our first signing over the weekend.
How'd that go?
It went pretty decent, for a small store that we were in out in Rosenberg. I understand it was a little out there for everyone that we know to come out and support us, but thank you for you and all the other friends that we had and the customers that came by.
We had my niece with me that weekend. We were taking her clothes shopping. We brought her out there, and we actually bought her a copy of it. Her very first comic book is your comic.
There you go. Isn't that pretty cool? Hopefully that doesn't ruin her
idea. Hopefully she's not jaded now.
Yeah, so like, oh, God, this is what the rest of the comics are going to look like. No.
There's no Superman in here at all.
Yeah, there's no superheroes in this. It was a good experience. It was fun. The guys at Uncanny Comics were super great.
Yeah, cool little store. Nice. I liked it a lot.
And right now we're just trying to make plans for the next signing store. And whenever that's available, I'll let you guys know. And
we'll post about it too.
I saw some movies. I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
Yeah, let's start with the Netflix stuff because we've seen a couple of movies in the theater as well. Not together, but...
Oh, well, we've both seen movies.
Right, and we want to get into that. What have you seen on Netflix?
There's this new show that came out called The Get Down.
I've heard of that. Is that the one about the early 80s like rap stuff?
Well, it's about the death of disco and the birth of hip-hop.
Okay.
And it's from the creator Baz Luhrmann. I don't know if I'm saying.
Isn't he the guy who did like the musical
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, he also made Great Gatsby and Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet was good. But doesn't this show? Wait, correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it have Jaden Smith in it?
Yeah, Jaden Smith's weird, so it fits his character. Doesn't make him any much better of an actor.
Were there digital tears put in this one too?
No, he doesn't cry. Thankfully, not yet, at least.
It's because he hasn't left Earth yet.
Yeah, he hasn't found Earth yet. So it's like part musical, part fantastical, part documentary about the late 70s and the beginning of hip-hop with this little ragtag crew finding out what the Get Down is and trying to learn everything about it from the Grandmaster Flash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's pretty great. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
That sounds fun.
At some parts, it's kind of like want to slap your forehead, kind of like cheese ball, but for the most part, it's pretty good. I enjoy it. I kind of burned it through in a weekend, and it's only like 6 episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, that sounds fun.
It was good. I liked it.
What else have you been watching on there?
I watched Stranger Things again.
Again?
I'm ready to watch it again.
Yeah, I went through it again. I was just like, I mean, I'm kind of itching to watch it again, so I just watched it one more time. It was pretty good. It's just as good as the first time.
Really?
Have you finished it?
I have finished it. I loved the show.
If not, probably a little bit better.
It was weird. Okay, so it was like two Sundays ago, we were working on, like, we were actually just sitting there playing with Legos, right? Putting together a Lego set. And I was like, you know what? I'm on episode 4. I'm just going to watch it. And I finished it that day. I was like, nope. I just kept on letting it go and go and go.
That one's also 6 episodes too, right?
No, it was like
8.
Yeah, 8 episodes, was it?
Yeah, it's 8.
Yeah.
Felt like, no, I thought it was 10.
No, it's only 8.
8,
no,
okay.
He was right. It wasn't a full, I thought it was like a full 10, but it's not.
I think the next episode or season or whatever will be, they're calling it the sequel.
Right,
Stranger Things, the sequel.
So, I'd rather have different characters and different storyline type of deal, you
see,
know?
See, I disagree. I think it's kind of cool that it's not an anthology type of story. Mm. I think it's cool that it's just the next iteration, what's happening with these kids. Because they leave it completely open for you to...
They do.
...kind of interpret what happens.
Yeah.
And
Winona Ryder cries a lot.
I know everyone really likes her in that show.
She's okay.
I thought she was kind of like... I don't know.
She didn't steal everything
for you? No, she was trying really hard.
Going back to that joke.
That's the best Winona Ryder shoplifting joke that I've heard associated with this show yet. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's one of those
there were a bunch of them.
Like, this should be a rule. When Carrie makes a bad pun, I should be allowed to do an accent.
Well, then you'll probably be doing a lot of accents. That wasn't a bad pun. That's a good one. That's funny.
Is it, though? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I Winona Ryder's not a great actress.
Well, she was perfect in Mr. Deeds. What are you talking about?
She's good in a lot of movies, but everyone's like trying to like give her praise for this.
She did okay.
And yeah, I thought she was just okay.
Yeah,
I thought the kids were amazing.
The kids were all excellent. I thought they all did a great job. Yeah.
Which kid were you
growing up?
Yeah.
It's definitely the toothless kid, probably.
Were you?
Yeah, the most...
Dustin?
Yeah, like the kid who didn't want to get in trouble, but always got in trouble anyway because of my friends around me.
Mm. Yeah, that was probably me, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I was like always the goody two-shoes of the group, but always got in trouble anyways.
But in the show, he's the heart of the group. He holds that group together. Yeah.
At the same time, Lucas was kind of that... Lucas was like the voice of reason.
With the smart kid who's in level 11?
No, the black kid.
Oh, the black kid.
Lucas.
Yeah.
He
was the logical one.
Yeah, he's like, let's think this shit out. And
yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of me, too.
I need to watch it again. It was a great show.
It's fun. I think it's even better the second time around because you see the progression.
Now you know what happened. Yeah. Now you can actually watch
it. That's why I wanted to watch it again because, now I know what happens. And I want to see if there's Easter eggs and if there's early on.
It doesn't play through as quickly as it did the first time around. I felt like the first time around, I know it's 8 whole hours, but it didn't feel like 8 whole hours the first time. Now, this time, I had to break it up in a couple of days.
What's the sheriff's name? What's his character? Well, I can't remember.
I'm having a brain fart.
I don't know.
He's a great actor, though, his name.
He was great.
He was also in Suicide Squad.
He was in Suicide Squad.
There was no problem he couldn't punch.
He was in the newsroom, right?
He punched his way to success.
That should be on a t-shirt. His picture with the Stranger Things logo, the font, punch your way to success.
Oh, did you do the font generator?
I did the font generator today, yeah.
Circulating around the internet? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did one for Grey Bear Comics, too.
I did one for my work, too. And Metal Geeks, of course.
Nice.
I watched this. I haven't finished yet, but I'm watching this movie. It's not very good. It's a Amazon Prime, one of the 3 movies, called Life Before Walt. Or Life...
Life Before
Walt,
Mickey.
Walt Before Mickey,
yeah.
Yeah. I've been curious about it.
It's not good.
But
okay, here's my thing about it. It feels like
it's on my queue. I want to watch it.
It's an okay movie. It just feels very film schoolish. You know what I mean? With the shot composition, it just doesn't feel like a polished enough movie.
So you're saying it's an indie film?
It doesn't even feel.
It's not even indie film good.
Wow.
Yes and no. It's a little bit of... It is definitely indie film. I mean...
Because there's another movie very similar with the same premise, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I think there is. I just don't remember the title.
The movie featured Napoleon Dynamite as Roy Disney. John Hader, yeah. And the guy who plays Walt, can't think of his name, but he was like in American Pie movies. So there's a caliber of acting in the movie right there.
Okay.
But if you're making...
Is Tara Reid in this too?
No, thank God. No Tara Reid. But if you're a fan of, you know, Walt's life and his career, it is definitely...
Does it talk about the corruption and how he stole the design for Mickey Mouse?
Haven't got that far.
Oh, okay.
He just got his... Well, I'm not going to spoil it, but he just got something taken away from him.
Oh, the rabbit dude, right?
No. Not even there yet. This is early in his career.
Oh.
Yeah.
His virginity?
Yes.
Is it
how he lost his virginity. Bow chicka wow wow.
Brown chicka.
Is it fairly accurate historically?
There's also a PBS documentary on Amazon Prime about Walt.
Yeah, I have not watched that. I want to watch that next. A little bit. I mean, they take a little bit of leeway here and there, but it's very early in his career, from like him moving away and starting his own company and, you know, getting fucked over a couple times.
Does he talk about how
there's a lot of fucking smoking in the movie? That's for damn sure. A lot of smoking.
It was that time.
Yeah.
Does he talk about how racist he is?
Because
he was racist.
No, it does not.
I'm just saying he was racist.
So speaking of Walt Disney and racism.
Yeah.
Or not racism, but Walt Disney.
I was like, what happens with racism in Walt Disney recently?
So we have some cool news, right?
Sure.
In October?
I don't know if it's cool for everyone else. It's cool for me. Yeah, and cool for you.
I booked a flight to Florida.
As well as I.
You want to go?
you buying?
He's buying.
I already bought mine, so...
He got what really good airfare in a hotel, so
yeah. Unfortunately, it's with Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, it's a minus two. That's why mine was so cheap.
Yeah, and the hotel's not so great either, but the hotel's cheap.
But I have not been to Disney World in like 6 years, so I'm really looking forward to
Disney World.
I know you haven't,
and I also haven't been to Universal Studios. Last time I was there, they didn't even have Adventure Island. So
Islands of Adventure.
Oh, it's not.
It's not Hudson's Adventure Island.
Whatever, dude.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had a little cherub running around with, like, a jumping over rocks and snakes. That was the purpose of the game.
Was it Huckleberry Finn?
No. But I'm excited, dude. So this is going to be one of our main topics of this show.
We don't need to bore people with, like,
no, details, it's fun, man. Okay, so we're going to do our Disney trip planning here. You've never been to Disney World. We have... a semi-expert and a justified expert right here. Because he's been more recently than I have.
Uh-huh.
So your main advice for somebody who's never been to Disney World at all, but has been to Disneyland one day, which park? He's only going to... Well, you only have 2 days, right?
Maybe. Maybe only 2 days.
See?
This is a entirely different experience from Disneyland.
I'm sure it is.
Completely. And so your question is, what park do you do?
If
you only have 1 day to go to Disney World.
You
got to
do 2 days, dude. Seriously, 2 days.
If you only had 1 day to go to Disney World, what would you do? What park would you go?
For somebody who's never been, I would say you got to do Magic Kingdom.
See, that's what I was going
to
choose.
But somebody who's already been to Disneyland.
It's different enough.
Yeah, it is.
But it's
when you just get a fucking park hopper.
It's different enough that you need to experience the difference. But I'm personally partial to Epcot.
Even though
it's
changed,
kind of fallen.
Now it's Epcot.
It's not what it should be. Epcot is not what it should be. Mm. But I still love it, and it's probably my favorite park there overall. But I have to admit that a lot of my love for it is
nostalgia.
Is theoretical.
Me too. It's definitely nostalgia.
So I've never been there, so I won't have the nostalgia factor like you guys have. So to me, it would be brand new. So that's why I was just kind of thinking, stick with the Magic Kingdom, the main theme park, because I don't know if I'm going to have 1 or 2 days.
If you do a second day, I would definitely do Epcot.
Yeah.
Because we'll have fun, because it's going, the food and wine is going on at that time.
I don't like wine.
I don't drink wine either. But what they do, so They have the back part of Epcot, which is all the countries and stuff like that. During the food and wine, which is like a month's celebration, they have kiosks all around there, separate than the regular countries, that have food and different drinks and things from all different countries. It was pretty cool. I've never actually been to it. I'm excited for it.
So
cool.
If you want to do...
And they have free concerts,
if you want to do Drink Around the World...
Yes.
If you do it during the Food and Wine Festival, you're doing it on hard mode.
And yes, you are. If you watched Dark Side of Disney, they did. They filmed that during one of the nights where Christopher Cross played. Who will be playing when we're there, actually?
I don't know who Christopher Cross
is. See? Yacht Rock, dude. Come on.
Who?
He's a yacht rocker.
What is that?
How to describe... You would know it if you heard it, kind of a thing.
Is this like...
George hates yacht rock.
Is this like Margaritaville Jimmy Buffett kind of music?
Sort of.
Yeah, in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to a lot of cool stuff. I haven't seen yet. I mean, the last time I was there was 6 years ago. It's a lot of new shit that's opened since I've been there. My wife, it's been like 8 or 9 years since she's been, so...
I'm trying to figure out if I want to spend more time at Universal.
Right.
Or if I want to just do half and half.
Half and half, I think.
If I'm going to... Because I really want to go to Universal. There's a lot of stuff at Universal I want to experience. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to do the Harry Potter thing, both little parks that they have. I also want to do Island of Adventure before they get rid of all the superhero rides.
I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon.
Not
in Florida, at least.
Well, it might switch over to Disney or something.
Not for a while.
And then...
they're spending way too much money for that to happen.
I don't know. I really want to spend more time riding the rides at Universal than going to Disney World, which I don't know much of the rides because, like, I can only think of a few off the top of my head, but...
You said you haven't rode Pirates yet, right?
No, I didn't get a chance to ride that when I was in Disneyland.
You got to do that. We got to do...
It's better at Disneyland.
It is a little bit. You got to do Haunted Mansion, which is better in Florida, actually.
I'd do that again, because the last time I did it, it was Christmas time. So
okay, so you've never really seen it then.
Yeah,
so.
Last time it was...
So what I'm thinking about doing, we're going to be there during my birthday week. So one of the nights, I found reservations for the Be Our Guest restaurant, which is the big Beauty and the Beast restaurant.
It's nice in there.
I've never been in there yet, so... Yeah.
That means I got to wear something nice.
No, you don't have to.
It's not that nice.
I mean, once you're in the park, they're not going to make you go put a jacket on or something.
There are places like that.
Yes,
but
not in the park. So
I think Brown Derby has a slightly increased dress code.
Really,
but it's not heavy.
Like no sandals or whatever.
Don't come in flip flops. You know,
right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I plan on just wearing shorts and a t-shirt the whole entire time.
That should be good enough.
Recommended.
Recommended to wear clothes.
Bring Gold Bond.
What?
Baby powder?
I've never heard this tip before.
Fuck yeah. You get Epcot ass. Bring Gold
you're
Bond.
About, you're talking about the humidity swamp ass of Florida is what you're talking about.
Yeah, I dub it Epcot ass, and it is horrible, especially when you're there for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring fucking Gold Bond. Bring Gold Bond. Don't wear flip-flops all day because you'll ruin your feet. Yep. Wear proper shoes, but bring flip-flops and an extra pair of socks.
To the park. So I got to wear a backpack to the park.
Yeah. Okay. You got to come with equipment.
With equipment.
We need to have you... Okay, what is
This is the shit that I'm telling you that you're not going to find on any of the travel blogs.
Well, right. I mean, I would wear tennis shoes, but I would have like the tennis shoes that air out and stuff. Like the mesh tennis shoes.
You call them tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Okay. I was like, tennis shoes? I've never heard that before.
Tennis shoes, same thing.
Bring extra socks.
Yes, definitely bring extra socks. Especially if you're going to go on a water ride.
Sure.
Because Universal, they do have...
That's what's going to be most of my bag, just socks.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what you need.
I'm going to bring all my socks.
So, carrying a backpack around Disney World... Especially one as lightly loaded as, you know, just a couple of things like that, is not a problem.
No.
You don't have to put it in lockers every time you get on a ride or anything like that. Nope. So basically.
Right. What about one of those drawstring bags?
Yeah.
That'd like be fine. Bag, yeah. That'd be perfect. And like I say, you don't have to lock anything up. Basically, any of the rides will have like a basket or something.
You should get a Metal Geek drawstring bag at redbubble.com.
Is that a thing now?
It is. into the 20% off coupon right now.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
You could keep your shit in there and represent the podcast.
Sounds like a plan.
Check your head. Yes. I can't see you when you say no.
I think everyone should buy a Metal Geeks drawstring bag.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Available at redbubble.com. That's while you're there, get a t-shirt.
Most definitely get a t-shirt.
Because you can wear it to the theme parks. That'd be fun.
Probably not because it's black, but yeah.
You can get different colors. You don't have to get black. There's any color you want.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Is it thin and tri-blended and all that stuff?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. Tri-blended. I've never heard that term.
You ever heard of a tri-blend shirt? No. This is a tri-blend shirt.
They're cooler and thinner?
Yeah. No. Oh. It's just that it's thinner material.
Okay. So what other advice do you have for a first-timer? For a virgin?
Mind you, I've been to MGM Studios back when it was called MGM Studios.
Okay, so you have been to Disney World then.
Just not to the main castle part. Like the main theme park.
It's really difficult for somebody who's only planning to go for like a day, maybe two.
Jam as much as possible.
Yeah. Get your tickets early so you could buy fast passes.
Yes. Well, I'm going to buy my tickets on the internet.
Right, but once you link them in, you can link onto an account. There's actually an app for that now, too. And you can actually reserve ride times ahead of time.
On your phone, yeah.
Which I haven't... I'm looking forward to do that, really.
I know that if you're staying on property, it's... I want to say it's 60 days out that you can do mm-hmm. something like that. I think if you're not staying on property, it's like 30.
Yeah.
So...
Not staying on property.
I think you're right. I have heard that.
Could not afford to stay on property.
It's nice.
Pop Century is not bad. I always want to call it Pop Culture Company now, but it's Pop Century.
Yep.
It's not too expensive. You're looking about $111 a night.
I'm staying at a 40 place. $40 a night.
I know.
Roach Motel.
I'm staying there too.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Oh, I just got my head shaking at no, we're not staying there.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
No. Well, whatever. The voice from the other room said, no.
No.
Well, you didn't have to say it. You gave me that look.
But that, I guess that leads to another point of advice is know what you're doing before you get there.
Yes.
Plan your day. And I'm not saying plan down to the minute because then you're going to miss stuff and you're not going to have fun.
Right.
But I usually don't plan that way anyway.
At least plan what you want to
do. Decide what you want to do.
Yeah, there's like things that I want to do, but if I don't get to do them, it won't be the end of the world.
Make yourself kind of a rough game plan for the day and then give yourself leeway to change it. But if you go in just like, I'm just going to show up at the gate and grab a map and figure out what I want to do.
It's kind of what I did last time.
Yeah, you're going to have a bad time if you do that.
I didn't have a bad time last time I went to Disneyland.
You're going to miss a lot.
Well, that's probably true. I probably did miss a lot, but I was only there for 13 hours.
True. I'm excited, man. You went last year, right?
This is like my first trip in like 2 years. I haven't been on a trip in a while. So.
Oh, really? I need a vacation after this year at work and stuff. So
it's going to be like one of those things. I'm going to need a vacation from my vacation.
After a Disney trip, you usually do. I've actually worked it out where we're going Saturday to Saturday. So I have a day off after we get back just to hang out and not do anything.
Nice.
I
literally go to work the next day.
Oh, gee. That's fine though, right?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not? But cool. We will be at Disney World during my birthday.
Woo.
It's fun. And we have friends that live there down. I have friends that live down there in Florida. They're going to hang out with us. Brian, who does stuff for us as well for the podcast. It's going to be fun, man.
I'm excited.
I almost ran into him when I was down there last
year. Oh, did you really?
Me and him were at Downtown Disney on the same night.
Oh, wow.
But we didn't know it until after.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm looking forward to Disney Springs, too. I haven't been to it yet. It's all the new stuff they've added.
Yeah, it was still heavily under construction when I was out there, so I haven't seen a lot of that stuff either.
And Disney Quest is still open. We got to probably hit that up before they close it.
I've never done that.
Yeah?
So
it's okay.
That's why I never went, because it was like, man, it's like an indoor theme park kind of.
It's a theme park within a theme park?
Yeah, sort of.
Nice.
Mm. It has all arcade games and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know how much it is to get in there anymore.
Is it not too included expensive. With your ticket?
No.
It's like, no.
If you if you stay on property.
Not anymore.
They used to give you a pass.
Not anymore.
So a one-time I looked at it, pass.
The water parks look fun, too, though.
I've never done those either, because I'm not a big fan of water parks.
I'm not really either, but they had some cool-looking stuff there.
I don't like water rides. At all? Like water park rides.
Really?
They just feel very unsafe, and the few times I ride them, I don't like them.
That makes sense. Why do it, then?
Yeah. If you don't enjoy it, why do it?
So, Universal. When's the last time you went to Universal, Dave?
I don't think I've ever been to Universal in Florida.
What?
I've been to Universal in California once a really, really long time ago.
I love the one in Florida. I really do. It's a lot of fun. And especially Islands of Adventure is one of my favorite theme parks in the world. So
yeah, we're debating if we should get the Express Pass. It's like almost $120 bucks more. But
yes. Is it for like one day?
No, it's for your whole time while you're there.
Is that essentially a park hopper? Is that
no?
Yeah. Well, no. There's a park hopper, and then there's an express pass.
Express
pass
is like
it.
Basically front of line.
Okay.
For every ride.
Okay.
You know what?
Six Flags did that
expensive.
For a while.
Yeah, they did the Flash Pass or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive. Is the only
it
reason.
Is. I've done okay when I stayed at the Royal Pacific, which is one of the hotels there. They gave you that for free. Because the hotel's so damn expensive, they have to give you something to make up for, right? when we took my niece there, that's what we did, and we got it was just they gave you a little coupon book, and you just like hid it in the book, and they took the coupon out, and you just walked on. It's pretty cool, but I don't know how busy October will really really be.
According to their calendar, they're mildly busy because of the Halloween experience.
So
right.
I did the Halloween thing. Not last year, but the time I went prior to
at Disney?
That. Yeah.
How was it?
I would not do it again.
It was not worth the extra money.
It wasn't to me. Now, the one thing that a couple things. It rained that night.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked. It didn't rain a lot, but it rained enough that it kind of ruined some stuff for us. The fireworks show is the coolest I have ever
seen
that. Anywhere.
In the there's a parade too, right?
There's a parade. It's like a villain's parade.
Yeah.
And then there's the fireworks show combined with the projection show on the castle.
Right.
Is this Mickey's Not So Scary
yes.
Halloween?
Uh-huh.
Said your girlfriend is not into like really horror, you know, theme stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do any of the haunted house stuff at Universal.
I think Mickey's Not So Scary would be right up her alley.
Oh, yeah, she's totally down for that.
I'm down for that, too. I've never been to it, so.
But the thing is, I can't swing both Universal and Disney on one day.
No. We'll do it like one of the nights we're at, with the day we go to Disney. Just stay after they close down for the other event.
Maybe.
But the fireworks show, the projection show, the parade, all that stuff was like, that was the coolest that I'd ever seen. It's ridiculous. They go above and beyond even what they normally do, which is way better than what anybody else does. The rain kind of messed us up, but it was really, really, really crowded.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was more crowded than it was during the day.
What about the rides, though? I mean, were the rides open?
A lot of the rides are closed.
Really?
Not all of them. Now, a lot of stuff stays open. But
I'm sure
like,
Haunted Mansion's open.
Haunted Mansion was open, but like Big Thunder Mountain was closed. Splash Mountain was closed.
You know, Big Thunder Mountain will be closed the whole time we're there. It's on refurbishment.
It
yeah.
Jungle Cruise has been closed
the
last
the same
like,
thing
three
at Disneyland
times
too,
I've been
when
there.
I went.
Really?
Yeah, it was closed when I was there.
It sucks.
But I don't feel like we had enough fun for what we paid to get in there.
Right.
So is it extra?
Yeah, yes. It's an extra ticket.
Wow. Why?
Yeah. Because it's a special event, and I think it's intended to keep the crowd down, but it didn't work. Everybody was fucking there. We had been in the park all day, and it was way more crowded at night than it had been all day long. And so, like, they're supposed to be trick-or-treating, right? And kids get in costumes, and they can go trick-or-treat around Disney World. But it was so fucking crowded, you couldn't get anything.
Really?
Like, I found there was a line that had to have been 45 minutes long.
For candy?
For candy. At, like, one place. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Wow.
Yeah. So, for us, I mean, It's really expensive. The fireworks were super cool. So that was awesome. But the rest of it really...
So if you really want to see fireworks...
If you really want to see like the best fireworks show
you're
ever going
to see...
Don't they
do like the fireworks show every Friday night anyway?
They do a fireworks show during busier times of year. They do fireworks every night. But this is even bigger than
normal. We'd have to look at the schedule, see what's actually going on.
Because I don't think they do Mickey's What's So Scary every night either. It's like a couple of nights a week.
Like the Hollywood Studios now, don't they have a Star Wars like fireworks show now?
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know anything about it, but because that's very new.
Yeah, I don't know. The only one I say you could miss is Animal Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom is a lot of fun too.
I mean, if I'm going to go back to Disney World, I'm going to go back to Florida and just make my whole trip for Disney World.
Yeah.
Here is really, I just wanted to take advantage of the low prices that we're having for the airfare, and my girlfriend's a huge Harry Potter fan, and it's Halloween, so it just kind of made all sense to go to Universal.
Yeah, I can see that.
So we're really planning the bulk of the trip around Universal. And if we can go to Disney World, we'll go to Disney World.
I'm
too.
Sort of the opposite way, but I never miss going to Universal when I'm there. I can't do it.
And I'm sure it's changed completely since last time I was there. Last time I was there, the Nickelodeon Studios was still operational, and
not anymore.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to be like a total like nostalgia mindfuck when I get there.
A lot of Universal, the main theme park, still looks the same. They just have new attractions there. You know, you got this Transformers ride, which is amazing.
But they don't have any of the rides that I remember. Like, I remember the Jaws ride.
That's gone. That's where the new Harry Potter land is.
Yeah, like, and I remember where the King Kong ride, and I remember...
It was a brand new King Kong ride at Island of Adventure. That's gone.
Yeah.
That's The Simpsons, which is not very good.
Really? I heard it was fun.
It's okay. It's not Back to the Future.
And then I remember the Flintstones Jetson ride, and...
That's like a... Despicable Me ride, I think. Nice. Like a Minion ride.
See, all that stuff that I remember as a kid has completely changed. So it's probably worth a go see. And I really want to go to the Simpsons corner. To see like the whole Simpsons.
Drink a Duff.
We got to go. Yeah, we got to go to Moe's, man.
Go to Moe's, get a Flaming Moe.
That's right.
And then go to Krusty's and get a Krusty Burger, even though it's going to be stupid expensive and not taste so great.
Yeah, but you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's like Island of Adventure at the Dr. Seuss Land. They have... In the restaurant there, you can get a green eggs and ham sandwich.
I would totally get that.
It's not great, but it is what it is.
I would take a picture of it and remember it for, you know, every other time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You go get breakfast there and you're good. Man, I can't wait to go now.
Don't worry, we still got September to go through.
Ah, oh, fuck. Fuck you, September. I still got like another month and a half of... a lot of shit of work to do to get here.
I'm booked with the comic and then work.
Yeah,
so we're trying to chuck along with all that stuff.
And I've never actually been there during my birthday. I think that's gonna be a lot of fun. We just gotta find a good place to go to that night.
I thought you said the Be Our Guest place.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I really want to go to Ohana.
You don't have that secured?
I do not.
It's hard to get in there.
I know. I saw one earlier, but I haven't really debated on
it. Even during slow seasons, all that kind of stuff is still really, really hard.
If not, we could always go to Denny's. I'm sure there's
Denny's. Fuck you, Denny's. We're not going to Denny's. I've done that before.
Get you a grand slam that. For your birthday.
Thank you. It'd be free, too, wouldn't it?
Probably.
I think you do get a grand slam free on your birthday. All right, let's get into our sponsors.
Uh-oh.
Oh, did you hear that? I said sponsors.
Multiple?
We got... two sponsors going on right now. Let's talk about our new one. You know, guys don't know much about this right now, but
it's news to us is what you're saying.
This is if you're a vinyl pop collector, it's a guy that I...
So someone not like you is what you're trying to say.
Unlike me, totally not like me at all. he has a website called ghosttowncollectibles.com, and basically he has a lot of exclusives, a lot of rare stuff that you can still get from his website. He doesn't have a lot. Sometimes he'll get like one or two of these items, and they'll be gone forever, you know? It's really cool.
So like Comic-Con exclusives and stuff like that?
He does have a lot of Comic-Con exclusives, that kind of thing. I'm looking at some of the newest stuff that he has on his website. Like the Funko Shop Duck Dodgers green glow-in-the-dark one.
That's kind
of
cool.
There's a Clockwork Orange, $55.
I'm not paying $55.
You don't have to pay $55 because if you wanted to get something there, you put in the Metal Geeks code, and you get 15% off of that. Any price on there. Yep.
Not 15.
15%. Made him sneeze.
Did. Surprising.
It was sales so good, it made him sneeze.
That's right. So check out, yeah, I'm a fan of this. There's ghosttowncollectibles.com. Put in the code Metal Geeks. You'll save 15% off your entire order.
Including shipping, or? Or is that separate?
That is separate.
Cool. Now that I
can't help you on everything, but
you know, we
can help
you. We do what we can.
We do what we can. That's right. They have the Day of the Dead Jack Skellington right there, which is pretty cool.
Wasn't that a Hot Topics exclusive for a while?
I think the Glow in the Dark one was.
Oh.
Yeah. There's exclusives everywhere, man. It gets annoying.
It's the worst racket to get into.
Speaking of being at Disney World, though, one of my main hopes is that the Indiana Jones will be available. I hope. It probably won't be.
If it's there, I'll be obligated to buy it. But if not there, I'm hoping it's not there, so I don't have to spend more money than I need to.
No, I want to buy it. I want to buy it. Apparently, they might restock it sometime in like September, so.
Oh, well, it might be gone again by October, though.
It probably will. Just like the Haunted Mansion ones were gone when I was there.
But you got them anyway.
You did.
So.
Not as easily just going into the park to get it, but.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm. I also got I have one of the San Diego glow-in-the-dark ones.
See?
But they messed up.
Coming on up in the world and Funko Pops.
That's right. They messed up on this because this is a limited edition of 1,000. Why not make it $999?
To make more for money?
But there's room for one more. It's a Haunted Mansion thing. You just don't understand.
I guess.
You will, though. In a few months, you will understand that joke.
Okay.
What's our other sponsor?
Tweaked Audio?
There you go.
Is that still a thing?
The Tweaked Audio is still a thing. They're still around.
It's been a while, so I had that.
Yep. What can you get at tweakedaudio.com?
I think they have headphones.
They do have headphones indeed.
What?
What? Do you need to put your headphones on so you can hear me?
Maybe.
So what's the deal on it?
You save 33% off by typing in the code of Metal Geeks, and you get free shipping and, of course, 33% off. And a lifetime guarantee, but that already comes with the product when you buy it.
That's right. So, yeah, 33% off, lifetime guarantee, free shipping, and you get a big fucking savings.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Put those savings in your ear holes.
That's right. So we talked about some movies earlier in the beginning of the show.
Sure
we
did.
We saw a couple of the same movies, and I don't know if you have. Have you seen anything recently, Dave?
I saw Pete's Dragon.
Okay, I want to talk to you about it.
Good? It was actually pretty fun.
Is it?
I want to see it.
I do too.
It was an enjoyable watch.
They say it's not like the original. Completely.
I haven't watched the original since I was probably like 10 years old.
Right.
I don't know.
And the old one, it was like really weird.
It was a weird movie.
And it was a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Is this one a musical?
No, it's not.
Oh.
This one's like a little homeless kid in the woods.
Yeah, it is very, very different.
But enjoyable.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's a little weird because the dragon is furry.
Not all dragons are the same, man.
But
what do you got against furries?
That's dragonist of you.
Well, but I could tell there were efforts taken to make the dragon emote similarly to Elliot in the original. There were certain sounds and facial expressions that was like, I remember that.
So they're trying to keep, they're trying
like
to stay
the
away from
cartoon version of the mm-hmm. dragon.
They're trying to stay away from the Game of Thrones dragon style.
So does it like so remind popular. You of like Toothless from?
No, it's very different from that.
Okay.
It's not How to Train Your Dragon 3 at all.
Not, like it, How it, to Train Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, it's not. It's
that
not,
sounds bad.
It's not really like.
That's the porno.
That's the porno version, right?
I like, you know, the acting was decent in it. It's a little bit hokey at mm-hmm. times, but it didn't feel that out of place.
Did you take your kids to it?
Yeah.
They like it?
Yeah.
Definitely a kid's movie?
Yeah, my oldest is dragon obsessed as it is.
Nice.
And the little one likes anything that the older one's doing, so.
she hasn't found herself yet.
So, It was a perfectly good. I would say I said to a friend of mine the day after we watched it. I said that as a movie, it was maybe slightly better than average, in that it was just enjoyable to watch. As a like kids movie or as like a family movie, it was a lot of fun.
Good.
So
that's one way to rate a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I just see on GhostTownCollectibles.com they have the San Diego Elliot and Pete. It's an invisible Elliot. Only one left.
So if you're a huge Pete's Dragon
fan. If you are a huge Pete's Dragon fan, put in the code MetalGeek, say 15% off of that order. Pretty good.
Before it's too late.
Before it's gone forever and fades away because it's invisible.
Before it flies into the sunset. Did they kill the dragon in the movie?
Nope. Yes.
No. Don't say that. You know, it has been a long time since I've seen the original, too.
Don't watch it.
Will it ruin my childhood?
Probably.
Oh, I'll say that.
They were tripping on some serious drugs when they made that original movie.
Yeah?
For what I remember, yeah.
I want to see it.
It was a dragon only that kid could see, and...
It's true.
No. Other people could see it, but the dragon can turn invisible. And they continue with that in this movie.
See, that's what
well.
They made you think, but really, that kid was crazy.
You had to believe.
It's a reoccurring theme with Disney.
That's right.
You gotta believe in magic.
You seen anything else recently?
Nothing in theater.
Movies are like Netflix-y.
I started to watch Between, because on the recommendation of a family member, I watched one episode, and I'm sorry to said family member, but it's terrible.
What is Between?
It's like a post-apocalyptic thing where
I've never heard of it.
This like disease or virus or something kills everybody over the age of 22.
Oh yeah, it looked terrible.
It's not very good.
Yeah,
that's Netflix. Or?
Apologies to
it was
said
a Netflix
member.
Original.
Yeah, it's
right?
A Netflix original.
Yeah.
He was really into it, and like he really, really into it, and it's not good.
Sorry, dude.
So sorry, man.
better luck next time.
Do you want to just break into Suicide Squad now?
Oh, if you want to, yeah, we can talk.
I saw that.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be because my expectations were really low, but it was a cluster fluff of a fucking movie.
Cluster
fluff. Fluff. The
not
cluster.
Fluck,
it was a cluster fluck.
Okay.
There was good parts about it, not much. The part that I thought I was going to hate the most was Harley Quinn.
Why'd you think that?
See, I think the part I'm going to hate the most is the Joker. So.
The Joker was pretty bad.
You're totally going to hate that.
The Joker is bad.
Even the Joker, who played the Joker, hated it.
Yeah. It just wasn't written well.
Well...
It was shoehorned in, I think.
In David Ayer's defense...
Mm-hmm.
He had 6 weeks to prepare to write and prepare to make a movie. Big blockbuster tentpole.
Yeah, that's pretty damn quick.
Yeah, tentpole movie where, you know, it usually takes a couple of years to write the script.
Yeah.
And get it checked and fat checked. And is this really the direction we want to go in with our franchise kind of thing?
Right.
And DC.
Not DC.
DC and Warner Brothers like, no, we need to shit this shit out now. Man, that's what kind of sucked. It felt like that. It felt like too many cooks were in the kitchen.
Mm.
The pacing of the movie is horrible.
What did I tell you earlier? It was the second best Ghostbusters remake of the summer.
But every movie has had that problem. Ever since Avengers has come out,
yes.
Every movie has
there's
had
a,
this
there's
exact
a portal
same
going into the sky where bad shit is happening.
In the middle of the city.
Here's my biggest concern about the movie. My biggest... bitch about it. It's they brought in the Suicide Squad, who were an undercover, you know, group of villains that could only take care of stuff that superheroes couldn't do
or regular good people couldn't do because they're bad guys.
But they brought him in to fight a villain that the good guys could have fought in a second and have been over with.
Right. I made that same argument, but everyone else, all my other friends besides you and Dave haven't seen it yet, all really liked it. So they was like, oh yeah, that part didn't bother me. I was like, you fucking kidding me? The thing that could kill...
Okay, so the part where they were covert and going to rescue somebody out of that building, that made sense to me.
We can just say spoilers and say, hey, spoilers, fucking Amanda Waller.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that part made sense to me. But after that, I don't know. And they never really explained the...
See, even that part didn't make sense to me either.
The weird demons they were fighting? I don't
know. That whole entire time, they made you think that she's in a other secure location.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, she's not in a secure location for no reason at all.
And she's a bitch!
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what Amanda Waller is supposed to be. But, I don't know. It was really bad storytelling and really bad filmmaking.
I did not like the villain Enchantress at all.
I don't think the movie liked the villain Enchantress either.
I didn't like her character. I didn't like the way. I mean, I know the character from the comics, but
I don't know anything about her.
I didn't like the portrayal of.
And not only that, like, you showed your cards way too early. Like 20 minutes into the movie, you know who the bad guy is and you know what their plan is.
Mm.
And
they had a plan, really?
Was to destroy the world. I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, it was very Pinky in the Brain.
There you go. All right. Another Warner Brothers property.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, worked in the cartoon.
A better Warner Brothers
property. A better one. Much better. Where's the Pinky in the Brain movie? Come on.
And, like, there's parts of the movie where you, like, they're, like, throwing every single pop song that you've heard in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, Guardians of the Galaxy did it. We can do it, too.
No.
And it just didn't work for them because it felt like they were trying
because
so
everything
hard.
That DC is doing is we want so hard to be Marvel. How can we be like Marvel? And it's like, shut up, DC, and be yourself.
And
God damn it.
There's parts of this movie where you can see, like, what David Ayer intended to make, which was a dark, gritty movie about a ragtag crew who can only do something that no one else can do.
I'd see that movie.
Yeah.
When do we see that movie?
Never. Because apparently he says the theatrical cut is his director's cut.
Yeah, I've heard different. I heard his cut got taken away from him and...
No, but he's come out in statements saying, you know...
Yeah,
because
he wants to work again.
Yeah, exactly. DC's going to fucking drown him and... never let him work again if he says otherwise.
Right. I mean, that makes sense, yeah.
So,
and
I don't know.
They even copied the after credit scene with fucking Bruce Wayne being fucking the Nick Fury of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Wayne's the Nick Fury of the group.
He is.
Of this franchise. Which,
that doesn't make sense to me either.
Well, Batman in this movie wasn't very Batman either. So, like, when have you ever seen Batman take a villain when his kids were present? When have you ever seen Batman punch Harley Quinn in the face?
Yeah, you got a point.
Okay. So, obviously...
I've seen him fuck Batgirl now.
God damn it. Another shitty DC rendition. I feel bad, because like all the big tentpole movies, I fucking shit it all over it, because they weren't good movies. But all the other people are liking it, because marketing's telling them they're supposed to.
And they shop at Hot Topic.
Yeah, well, that's what this movie looks like. It looks like
Hot Topic
spewed all over
screen.
This shit, is what it looked like. Like, they jerked all over the screen of Warner Brothers.
The colors!
Yeah. Look at the colors and Harley Quinn merchandise that we're gonna sell.
You can buy a shirt that says Daddy's Little Monster on it.
And, I liked Will Smith in it. It was cool seeing Will Smith back
on
the screen.
Will Smith is always Will Smith, no matter what movie he's in.
Yeah, it was very Will Smith playing Will Smith as Deadshot.
Yeah. He's good at it. I agree on that.
He had great chemistry, Margot Robbie, which carried over from the previous movie that they made together, Focus.
I never saw that.
Yeah, he plays a con artist. And
oh, yeah. I never saw that. Margot Robbie she was quite good as Harley Quinn.
No, here's the thing that pisses me off so much about this movie. They had all the right things to make a good movie. They had the right cast, the right crew, the right director. I don't know what the fuck.
The studios. It's the studios fucking things up.
Like, I understood that they saw David Ayer's cut, and they did a test screening, and the test screening didn't go well, and then they did 4 weeks of reshoots.
No, they did 4 weeks of reshoots right after Batman v Superman did not do so well for them. They're like, oh, fuck, we need to make this one a little bit funny.
And, like,
Which didn't work.
When you watch the movie, shit. Like, way shit is arranged in the edits, it doesn't feel normal. It feels like it's slapped together, is what it feels like.
Because they had the original cut, and they had to add all the new shit into it. We need to put more Batman in the movie, because...
Well, it's fine, but the way they portray Batman and the way they... I don't know. I just kind of feel like... in like 10 years, we're just going to reboot this whole franchise again anyway, so none of this fucking matters.
But there was an episode of Justice League Unlimited which with a much better Suicide Squad. Much better. That's all I'm saying. And they can do that in half an hour.
So yeah, I was, to be fair, I was wanting it to be a fun movie, and I wanted it to be good because I thought they were course correcting, was what they said when they hired Geoff Johns to fix all this shit.
I don't think he's got his claws into it quite yet. You know what I mean? Mm. This is done before that.
I don't know, but then like makes me even more worried for Justice League.
That's going to be, yeah.
Because the problem with Batman versus Superman is that the studio was nowhere near it, and they let Zack Snyder off the rails, letting him do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Right.
And that movie just fucking trashed. Because it made no fucking sense to the comic books or anything. It's like they flipped through the pages of the comic books and picked out pictures that they liked.
There was definitely that in Suicide Squad too, because there's a part where they were showing quick little succession of like flashbacks and stuff like that. And it was all just famous Batman, Joker, Harley Quinn covers.
Right.
You're like, the fuck, man, really?
And now with this one, Suicide Squad, now you feel like the presence of the studio helicoptered David Ayer because they let Zack Snyder off the rails.
Helicopter? Because yeah, there's like three different helicopter crashes. They all happen the same way.
They do the same gag three times with three different helicopters. And all the results are the exact same all three times. It's retarded.
I did not like the Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship either.
Well, apparently there's like 27 missing scenes.
Okay.
And a lot of them has to do with the Joker and Harley Quinn's relationship. And there's like an entire backstory that's not in the movie. There's just snippets of it in the movie. So, I don't know. And like, Joker's like a juggalo gangster.
So David Ayer said that the reason why he has the bling is because Batman punched his teeth out. Why not show it? Why do you have to tell us afterwards in an interview? I want to know. I want to see it.
Or have him explain it to him. He's like, you want to know why I got this grill?
Right. That's all it would have taken, right?
Batman punched my teeth out and I laughed.
Isn't there...
Or something stupid like that.
Isn't there... is it one of the theories going that this Joker is Jason Todd or something
That was debunked a long time ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't know. With how shitty this movie is, that might make this a better idea. But I don't know.
Yeah.
So, that's Suicide Squad for you. Should you go see it? Sure. There's parts of it that's entertaining. Yeah.
Go see it like at a cheap matinee. Don't spend a lot of money to see it.
If you don't need a good plot line and a good story to keep you going and shit to make sense, and you just want to see eyeball creatures get shot at and cut up for no reason, go ahead and see the movie.
Yeah.
You obviously the marketing company who cut this, it was like a trailer company made the final cut.
You think so?
No, it is. It was credited.
Oh, really?
At the end of the credits, it says Trailer House, edited by Trailer House.
No, really?
Yeah.
I could have done it.
And you could tell like they had like a corporate exec like, "Oh, we got to get more shots of like Deadpool, or not Deadpool, Deadshot and Harley Quinn in there. Because those are our big two main stars."
Well, shit, when you got Will Smith in the movie, yeah, you got to.
Yeah. I wonder if that was in his contract.
Like, I need to be the focus of the movie. I need to be in every other scene.
And I need to be the hero, even though I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
The best scene in the movie is when they're all in the bar talking to each other.
Yeah, I agree.
When they're not doing anything.
That felt very forced, too, because I was like, oh, look. They're like, oh, look, a bar. Let's go in and talk for a few minutes.
Well, it was like the only time the movie stopped doing anything.
Yeah, it really was.
And you had time to dive into who these characters
were. What did you think of Killer Croc, though?
He was cool. Everything about the characters were great. Like, the makeup was great. The actors who portrayed him were perfect. I even like Jai Courtney, which I never fucking like him in
everything.
I've
never liked him, yeah. Who do you play with? Boomerang, right?
Yeah, Captain Boomerang. Most stereotypical thing for an Australian.
Right. Drinking Fosters all the time.
And you have an Asian chick named Katana.
Yeah.
Which you see a lot more of her in the trailer than you do in the fucking movie.
Yeah, right.
And There's something fucked up here.
And it's not the Dark Avengers, that's for sure.
You know, I think that movie's gonna...
I've been hearing more comparisons to... This movie is trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy. Not that... Like, Justice League is trying to be the Avengers. This right. movie's trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy. Is...
It feels like that a lot. It's and then
you don't have James Gunn involved, so you're never going to get there.
Well, they took their time making Guardians of the Galaxy. They planned shit out. They let their characters mean something to the story, and the story went somewhere. Here, it's kind of like, and then this happens, and then that happens, and then they're in the subway, and then her brother's released.
Oh, did we forget to tell you that happened before? Oh, yeah, this happened too.
Yeah, yeah. And like, and then Joker threw her into a chemical bath, and then jumped in.
It always bothers me when a movie, mostly movies, TV shows maybe not quite as much, but when a movie is like, oh yeah, we forgot to tell you this, here's this bit of information.
Yeah.
It bugs the shit out. Or when, especially a movie, when they're like, you remember that thing that we did at the beginning of the movie? We're going to show it to you again real fast so that you'll know why this is important.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. It's like, yeah, I got it the first time. God
damn it. You don't have to hit me over the head with it. Yeah, you're right.
I hate that.
That's just bad storytelling.
This whole movie is an example of how not to make a movie or how to tell a story.
But the colors are pretty.
Sure.
Hot topic approved. So what other movies have you seen? I know you went to a sausage party or something.
I saw Sausage Party last night.
Oh, that's the difference, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference.
I wasn't sure about that one or not. What'd you think of it?
It was okay.
It looked like a premise that you couldn't make a feature-length movie out of to me.
Oh, no. Well...
It's like an eight-minute short.
Right.
No, I mean... Because the part you see in the trailer is a very small part of the whole movie. Like, them being eaten alive by the humans, it's not really what the whole movie's about.
I figured the whole movie was a sex joke about how he's a sausage and she's a bun.
Okay, so the whole thing that they want to...
That's
what I thought the whole point of the movie was.
The sad part about this, the storytelling of Sausage Party,
is better
miles better than Suicide Squad. So, the whole point of the movie, do you care if I, like,
get, I don't
like,
give dive a shit. Please go right
spoilers?
Ahead.
Okay, so,
hold on, we're going to spoil the movie. We're going to give it two sausage,
three.
Go.
All right, so,
spoil that meat.
So, the whole point of the movie, that I saw, it was Frank, who's played by Seth Rogen, and...
Is his last name Furter?
They never said his last name. I don't remember the hot dog bun.
He's not
a
doctor,
huh?
He's not a doctor.
No, the buns and the Frank. They want to go to this mystical palace, which is them being bought and taken by the gods, and it's like, you know, going to heaven kind of deal. And they think when they get there, they're just gonna fuck all day. That's their whole motivation, is they can get out of their packages and. The wiener can go into the hot dog bun. And then something happens. Something gets returned to the store. And he is having PTSD after what he's seen for real. It's not really paradise. And he's trying to tell everybody, and everyone thinks he's crazy. But Frank kind of believes him. And then something happens, and they drop something in the store. And it looks like something you've seen out of Saving Private Ryan. It looks like one of those scenes.
It actually sounds decent enough to me for me to see.
It's not bad. Like, I'd probably go see it just to see people's reactions to, like, some of the explicit jokes. And then it becomes, like, all the foods are different nationalities. Like, a bagel's a very, very Jewish person played by Edward Norton.
I didn't see that one coming.
And a falafel.
Mm-hmm.
Is played by an Arabic. He's an Arabic dude, and him and the Jew don't get along. And then, like, you got
But I put falafels on my bagels all the time.
And then you got, that happens later. Don't worry. Oh. They definitely go on each other.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
I don't want to spoil the best part, but so anyway, it's all about this journey. Frank's trying to.
Sounds like you don't hate this movie.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
So, is it a kind of, is it a satire on religion?
It's sort of. It makes fun of religion, and it makes fun of, like, the moral of the story is, like, people should just get over their stupid shit, get together, and be unified for a single purpose.
You put your hot dog in the bun all the time.
And then just fuck each other all day. That's the whole, like, the purpose of this movie.
So, my assessment that the point of the movie was that he's a hot dog and she's a bun, that's basically what it boils down to.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right about that. That's, there's no qualms about that. Okay. But the last act of this movie is totally, like, what the fuck mind-boggling moment where I don't want to ruin it. Like, I think you should just go and experience it for yourself. So, when that moment happens, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm down.
It's not the greatest movie. It's a Seth Rogen comedy.
How long is it?
An hour and 40 minutes, hour and 20, whatever.
Okay.
90 minutes, I think. Yeah. Anyway, I think
it's
some...
3.5 hour epic.
Right?
Dude, if about...
Or the break during it.
About a sausage
break.
Trying to find meaning of life and then fucking eventually.
And Quentin Tarantino comes back in the second half and narrates it.
So there's parts of the movie that I thought were clever and funny, and then in the middle it sags a lot because it just kind of becomes the same joke over and over again. Like, the food is a stereotype. I get it. And they just pull that joke forever. And that joke lasts until the end of the movie.
Do you remember the attraction at Epcot with singing fruit?
That was before,
My
time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've heard about it, though.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. Nothing like Sausage Party, it seems like, but...
So anyway, I think it's definitely worth... I think it would be funnier to take someone who's, like, offended by really offensive comedy. Like, if you think South Park was offensive, this is goes... I think it goes out of its way to be offensive, is what I think it is. But it's funny in that regard.
South Park goes way out of its way to be offensive, that's for sure.
And,
so I'm definitely down for this movie then.
And I don't think it's the best movie. I don't think it's the funniest movie of the year. I think it's getting a little bit too much praise because, yeah, it might have been a while since we had a movie like this, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I'm tired of the Seth Rogen type comedies.
Does he laugh a lot?
Well, it's Seth Rogen, so...
Oh.
I can't even do it.
So I never really I haven't watched a whole lot of Seth Rogen stuff. I've watched a fair amount, but I never really noticed the Seth Rogen laugh until he was on the Nerdist podcast and I was listening to the podcast sped up and I was like, my God, this guy has a really weird laugh that he does all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. So, anyway, I think it's worth watching. Like I said, take it with somebody who can be a little conservative. And I think, you know, seeing somebody who doesn't find that comedy funny, just to see the reaction to some of the shit, especially toward the end of the film. I think that's the thing I want to do. I want to skip the full first two acts of the movie and just watch the last half of the movie. I think that's what I would really want to do.
Okay.
And they really make fun of a lot of Pixar movies.
Do they?
Yeah. Like they,
that's fun.
They really rail it into like Disney. There's like a whole Disney song and dance number in the beginning of the movie, which is composed and written by a Disney composer.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name, but he did Beauty and the Beast and a couple of other big popular Disney
movies.
Alan
Menken.
I was about to say
Alan
Menken.
Alan Menken, that's the name.
That's pretty funny.
He's done a lot. He's a prolific Disney songwriter.
Wow. Okay, you sold me on it. I want to go now.
So, yeah. I don't know if that was my goal, was to sell anyone. Because
it worked.
I didn't love it. So, if I had to like rate it, like a number like from 1 out of 10, 10 being the best.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah, you know.
Why don't we do 1 is the best, 10 is the worst?
Okay.
How many horns would you give it?
How many horns out of 5?
How many metal horns out of 10 would you give it?
Out of 10? I'd give it like a 5.5, 6.
Yeah. What'd you give Suicide Squad?
A 2.
Oh, see, there you go.
Or a 3, if that. Just because I liked Will Smith in it.
Very cool. Speaking of Batman, back to Batman. Did you hear about the animated Batman film they're going to be doing with
Adam West,
Burt Ward, and Julie Newmar?
I saw a headline about that earlier today.
It's pretty awesome.
All I know.
It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, right?
Look,
you got to get him while they're still alive.
Does anyone want this?
No. I can only think of, like, Ralph Garman, maybe.
I was about to say, Ralph Garman?
Ralph Garman and Kevin Smith. That's the only two people I can think who are ecstatic about this.
It's sort of cool, though.
Is it?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
I used to watch the old show.
It's an animated movie.
Yeah, it is. They're a little old to don the costumes in real life now.
That'd be funny if they cut to like a live action portion.
Adam West would be up for it.
Yeah, he would.
Not like he's doing anything else right now besides Family Guy.
Right, it's true.
Is that show still going?
Family Guy?
God.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Family Guy in a really long time.
I
got really tired of it. So
it's the same joke over and over. It's still funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Runaways TV series today?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
Which is very surprising to me.
Yeah. Not Netflix, right?
Yeah, especially since they have a contract with Netflix. I wonder who fucked that deal up.
I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. I love the Runaways, the book. It's great.
Greg K. Vaughn wrote those, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I hope he will come back to write the show.
I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Have you read them before?
Yeah, I've read the first half. Like, where...
I have those, the three collector's editions right there.
Like, the one
really
where... I got to the part where, like, the main story arc ended, but that's about it.
Even Joss Whedon loved it so much, he like, hey, can I write an arc? They let him. You're like, sure, write whatever you want. Voice from the other room went, woohoo, Joss Whedon.
You know, can't win, I guess.
So, going through some other news. So, there's a front runner for the Lando Calrissian, young Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie.
It's who I would have picked.
It's definitely who I would pick. If he's not going to be doing Spider-Man, he should do this, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he should do Spider-Man anyway.
Why not?
He's too old.
Yeah. He is now. Not when they should have done it like 5 years ago.
Well, even then.
Of course, we're talking about Donald Glover.
Donald Glover.
Donald.
Childish Gambino himself.
That's right. Community.
Sure.
Yes.
It's Community. That's right. I like the first two seasons of Community.
I love Community. Every season. Okay, maybe not every.
Even the Yahoo years?
Yeah, the Yahoo year was all right.
Yeah.
Wasn't as great.
That's the show that was the like last nail in the...
No, moving to Yahoo is probably the last nail before the show was even made, but whatever. They still need to do a movie.
No, they don't.
Six seasons in a movie. Come on.
No, they don't.
Yes, I do.
No, they don't.
Moving on. What do you think? So what do you think Donald Glover as Lando?
It's who I would pick. He's a good charming pick and funny. I hope they can get the hair right.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I wonder if What's-His-Face is going to come in and try to give him some tips.
Billy D?
Yeah, Billy D. Williams. Give him some tips on how to play Lando.
What else is he doing? So that's
they need
true
to find a way to work Billy D in there.
Billy D, Billy D. Yeah, you could be the father.
You could be Lando's father.
I don't think they're going to go that cheesy, though.
I don't think so either.
Not going to be Ghostbusters.
Not going to do that. He did. He came back and did Lando for Star Wars Rebels.
That's right, he did.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm super excited for Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah.
In season 3.
That's really cool.
Holy crap. Do we talk about that yet?
Of Rebels?
Yeah, season 3 of Rebels.
I saw
Thrawn.
The trailer that they announced.
The blue
at
guy
Star
Wars with
Day.
The Grand Admiral, the blue guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read the Timothy Zahn books, he's like the big baddie in those books. He's amazing. So they're going to retcon they're going to de-retcon.
All that EU stuff is gone.
All the what?
All the expanded universe stuff.
Yeah, it's
is
all gone, but they're going to bring
but
it back.
They're still going to use. Yeah.
They're using key moments.
So does that mean Mara Jade could come back?
Who?
Mara Jade.
I don't know who that is.
See, you never read these books. You need to read them.
I've read some of them. I haven't read all of them.
She eventually married Luke, and they had kids and stuff.
Yeah.
One of them was Jason and Janna or something like that.
Again, all these remember. Jedi breaking the Jedi rules.
What? Jedi's gonna have sex, right?
No, they said explicitly not to have sex or have children.
Oh, well then, fuck being a Jedi.
Says not to have attachments. I guess they could love him and leave him.
Yeah, I guess fuck him and leave him. Yeah,
that's true.
So.
Well, not if you marry him.
Well, no.
Well, I guess you could be married and not.
That's, people do it every day.
People do it all the time. That's right. You guys have any other topics you wanted to talk about? Any other news items that come to your mind?
I'm sure there is. And it's like skipping my mind right about now.
I have one.
Okay.
Well. We haven't talked about the Rogue One trailer that came out last week.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
That looked dope. Looked amazing.
Rogue One-ish.
I was surprised tickets didn't go on sale right away.
Right.
Because as soon as the trailer came out, I went to go buy my tickets, and it wasn't available.
It comes out December...
Christmas Day.
It's before Christmas Day, I think.
Is it?
I think so. Maybe the week before.
Oh, I thought it was Christmas Day, like last year.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. It looks fun.
No, it wasn't Christmas Day last year.
It was like
a week before. Week before Christmas, but, I mean, it was for the Christmas Day holiday.
Right.
Yeah.
Just that scene with the AT-ATs and their...
Actually, it's not AT-AT. It's an ATCT.
ATACT. What is that?
It's a cargo hold on the side of it.
Oh, boy.
According to some Star Wars
all-terrain armored cargo transport.
There you go.
And when you say expert, you mean nerd.
Yes. Well, it's from the Star Wars YouTube channel. So.
Oh, okay. So nerd.
Yeah.
I watch it too, so I'm a nerd. And it doesn't matter. We're geeks, right? We're metal geeks.
Is that the name of the show?
What the fuck, man?
Holy shit.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What?
George Hates Metal.
We didn't have one this week.
Yes, we did. No, we did. It's going to happen.
No, we didn't.
We didn't have one, but it happened. Just relax. Let it happen. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, this is what everyone says before they get murdered.
So we found a t-shirt here in the studio somehow that I received.
Showed up from somewhere.
Somewhere in the past.
We spent about 10 or 15 minutes really trying to figure out what the logo said. So what do we determined it? The band is called, I already forgot.
Sacro Curse.
That's right. They're from Mexico
and Turkey. And now they all reside in Mexico.
Right. As you would. So great cover for the shirt. We'll have to take a picture of this and post this, but
is it like a Christian metal band?
No.
It's definitely anti-Christian.
Why, they having fellatio on a shirt or something?
So we're going to try playing this in the background a little bit.
No, it's all right.
No, we are, dude. We're going to... This Jesus. Is our first live George Hates Metal episode ever.
Why would we do that?
Because it's going to be exciting and fun. Just relax. Let it happen. All right. So you can go to ironboneheadproductions.bandcamp.com to check out Sacro Curse. This is a song called Destroying Chapels.
There's a lot of dots in there.
There is.
It's loud.
There's your scream.
Someone got murdered. Are we gonna play the whole song? Thank God.
All right, we're just gonna fade that out here.
Thank goodness.
All right, so
blew my eardrums with the murder.
I know,
in the
me
beginning
too.
Of that song.
Right away. What's your opinion on Sacro Curse?
What we should do is take a picture of my face the moment every time we play a song that I will instantly hate. Well, now it's not going to matter because it's...
No, you still got that same look on your face.
Based on the
style, eye rolls and the...
Based on the style of the logo, the name of the band, and like the song titles and stuff, it sounds exactly like what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Like on the nose.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like no surprises here.
Super low production black metal.
Sounds like shit on a stick.
Well, in your ears, maybe. I'm not a big fan of the style most of the time, but
because it's shit on a stick.
If we listen to 45 seconds of one song,
and it screams.
If they get some dynamics and some change ups and stuff in there, it could be good. I'm gonna listen to it more.
They did a little ride cymbal in there every once in a while. That's a change up. dynamic ride symbols.
They need more than that.
They do need more than that. But there's a lot of people that like the style of, you know, black and stuff.
It depending on how they handle it.
Yeah, they can hear.
You sure?
Yeah, they have perfect hearing.
I doubt that.
I'm intrigued enough that I'm going to go listen to more of it.
Okay.
So
that's probably more than I would be. So. I'm not a huge fan of this either, but.
You don't really like black. This is more of a death metal. This is more like.
Yeah.
Like. This is more death metal than black metal, but there's certainly a black metal kind of structure to it.
Yeah.
But I like that stuff. So.
And let's get. Okay, George is just shaking his head. No. I think it's time to move on. George hates this metal, right?
Oh, most definitely.
George hates sacrocurse.
At first, we thought it was sacred curse.
We did.
Oh, and that led us down a sacred weird curse rabbit hole.
It's not the band you're looking for.
Sacrocurse
from Mexico. Sucks balls. Yeah. They don't suck balls.
They're pretty bad.
You want sacrocurse from Mexico, not sacred curse from New Mexico.
That's true. But if you want to have fun, check out the other band too. I think that'll wrap up this episode. It's, you know, I'm really looking forward to going back to Florida to Disney World and hanging out with you there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if Dave could make it. We can steal you away from your family for a couple of days, right?
You're paying for it.
If I'm paying for it
and I don't take my wife and kids, I'm in so much trouble.
That's probably true.
It's really cheap airfare right now.
Right. He can crash on the floor.
There you go.
The Roach Motel.
You and the Roaches can like hang out together.
We'll get a sleeper is what we'll get.
That's right. Last, want to wrap everything up?
Yeah, sure. Let's wrap it up.
Do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Yep.
As always, you can find us on Facebook at Metal Geeks. Same thing with Twitter and Instagram.
That's right.
And for our shows, please subscribe to iTunes. Leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. If you're not turned away after that horrible sacro curse.
We might have to turn that scream down a little bit before we release this.
If you're not deaf. Because I'm certainly deaf in one ear because of that shit.
You should listen to everything now that you're deaf. You can hear stuff better with your headphones.
From Tweaked Audio.
From TweakedAudio.com.
There you go. All I need is that one line-in mic.
That's headphone. Right. Exactly. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And you can be worrying those listening to great music like sacrocurse.
Right.
While you're shopping the internet.
I think the headphones would just melt from the pure badness of the music.
While you're shopping for that rare and hard-to-find Funko Pop at ghosttowncollectibles.com.
Right. Because you're multitasking hard.
That's right. Listening to your Tweet Audio headphones while you're shopping. Wow, that's really bad.
While you're listening to this podcast.
That's right. So you can find us as well we have a lot of affiliates out there, so you can find us at Pod Bros, Houston Nerd Casting Collective, Altness.com, Nerd Bong, and the ESO Podcast, and of course, always at MetalGeeks.net, where you can find both of our podcasts here. And where can they find more information about your comic now?
Speak No Evil is now, issue one is available. We are currently working on issue two, and we're going to be launching a Kickstarter in October. You can go to Gray Bear Comics. It's G-R-A-Y. And it's also on Facebook, G-R-A-Y. Same for Twitter and Instagram.
Very cool.
Find me at Red Viking Dave on Instagram and Twitter.
That's what? Any? Want to plug anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. Next time.
All right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode 110 of the Metal Geeks Podcast.
110.
One last thing to say.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky, mofo.
Yeah.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.